The Federal Aviation Administration says airline travel delays are down about 10%. It says that's a slight improvement from last year. There are many reasons for delays that affect millions of travelers: staffing difficulties, air traffic congestion, mechanical problems, or just bad weather. Jane Garvey is the FAA administrator. She was appointed by President Clinton and is finishing her fourth year of her five-year term. Previously, she was director of Logan International Airport in Boston. Earlier this week, the federal government said more than one quarter of the flights at the country's 11 busiest airports are at least 15 minutes late.
First of all, those were numbers for about 4 minutes and included Seattle, for example, that during that four-month period, it was recovery after the hurricane. Phoenix is another one of those cities that experienced some significant delays, and they were going through runway construction. But it's absolutely clear that when you look at some of our busier airports, the hubs, if you will, they still experience more delays than the sort of medium or smaller airports. And that's really where we've tried to focus our attention.
The projections are for more delays, especially at the most congested airports. What can the FAA do about that?
We are obviously one piece of the puzzle. The airlines, the airports, the FAA, all of us have really a role to play. From our perspective, we're really focusing on what we're calling some of the tactical initiatives and then longer-term initiatives. We've looked at the most congested part of the country, and no surprise, it's from Boston to Washington up to Chicago, that very, very busy triangle. We've changed procedures in and out of some of our busiest airports in that triangle. We're allowing some planes to flow at slightly lower altitudes, which provides more efficiencies. So we're doing everything we can sort of tactically. We've negotiated with NAV Canada to use some of the Canadian airspace in very bad weather situations, and done the same with the military, open new sectors. So those are the kinds of things that you can do short term. Airlines can change some of their scheduling, and they've done that to their great credit. Longer term, we have a 10-year plan that's called the Operation Evolution Plan, and we've got this plan with the airlines and with airports. And it's procedural changes, technology, it's new runways, it's really all of the above, because it's a complex problem, and it's really going to take multiple solutions.
A few months back, your agency pointed out just how much air traffic airports can accommodate in a timely and safe manner. What's been the reaction to that?
The response has been wonderful. I think it's provided an opportunity for both airlines and airports, and for us, to take a look at some of the busiest airports, to develop some action plans and say, you know, we don't have enough here. We've got to really redouble our efforts. I think some of the recent discussions in Chicago, looking at a third runway, some of that is the results of just taking a look at those benchmarks and saying, we really have to look at some additional alternatives here.
Do we have unreasonable expectations that, you know, when an airline says a plane is going to take off, that it will?
I think passengers actually on balance are very, very tolerant and very patient. I think sometimes, and understandably so, consumers get very frustrated when they don't know when their plane's going to take off, or there are some planes that are historically always late, and I think airlines, and we all could do a better job of letting the passenger, letting the customer know about those airplanes.
Weather is always blamed for delays, and sometimes that's even a fact, particularly over Chicago. A storm over Chicago seems to shut the country down.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
I know you can't change the weather, but what can you do? I mean, how can you deal with that?
Well, you're absolutely right. Certainly from a safety perspective, with all the technology in the world, there are still thunderstorms that you don't want to fly through, and that's a safety precaution. On the other hand, I think as we perfect some of the technologies, as we get more refined and more sophisticated weather technologies, we'll be able to predict the weather even more accurately, predict exactly where the storms are, and I think that's going to be a great help. We're putting some of those technologies in place now.
Well, not if you cut that part of the FAA budget, which you did.
We have found the money for that. We have actually restored those funds because that technology is extraordinarily important. Mm-hmm.
What are the airlines doing? You've told us what you're doing.
Well, I think the airlines are taking a look at their own scheduling. And I think if you look, for example, at Delta and American and United and Continental, and you look at some of the hubs, I think they've smoothed out some of the scheduling, and we're seeing some improvements in those areas where they've done that. I think certainly as we look at the Operation Evolution Plan, a lot of those commitments are commitments by the airlines to equip their own aircraft. So as we're putting out and moving towards satellite navigation, that means new equipage on the aircrafts as well.
Let's talk about runways. We need more runways.
Yes.
More concrete out there, more pavement.
And I think that's absolutely true. There are so many environmental issues. There are often many community concerns. When I look at a number of the issues surrounding runways, it's very clear that having strong local support is really critical and important. I think there's a great deal we can do at the federal level to streamline some of the processes. There are lots of federal agencies that are often involved, and I think we can play a role in bringing those agencies together. But fundamentally, you've got to have a local, there's got to be a critical mass at the local level that's interested in seeing that project through. And sometimes that's very difficult.
It is difficult. My hometown built a second runway, wiped out five neighborhoods. Mm. Now they have two big runways. They don't have any flights, but they have two big runways.
And I think you've pointed to exactly why you have to have the environmental issues. I mean, if there are neighborhoods that are affected, if there are environmental concerns, those have to be taken very seriously. You know, we're working very hard under the Secretary's direction, actually, with the BTS, the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, to really analyze the cause of delays. And we're working with the airlines as well, because we really know we need to have a much clearer sense of what some of the causes are. Is it really weather, or is it something else?
You ever get delayed?
Sure do. I travel two or three times a week, and I experienced last summer with many other American travelers.
How do they treat you?
You know, I fly in coach, and no one ever seems to notice or say anything, so I don't even get two bags of peanuts, so I don't know. I think I'm probably just like most people who are traveling.
FAA Administrator Jane Garvey.